this is our returning champion, Chris Ciardi from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Stand by to see Chris play for a diamond ring valued at $12,000. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a pair of Pontiac Fieros valued at $23,767 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you very much. I thank you. Good to have you with us. Delighted to have you with us for Sale of the Century, and let's welcome back our champion, Chris Ciardi. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jim.
Good to see you again. You've passed on some good things, built up a nice bank account. Well, you mentioned to me the last show about your children. How old are they? What are the names?
I have a son, Sean, he's 5, a daughter, Anna Marie, 3, and a little baby, Pam, who's 9 months old.
Well, they've got to be proud of Daddy, boy. $273 in the bank. Let's see, you're going for that diamond ring. The diamond ring, a $12,000 ring here on Sale of the Century, costs $340. You've got $273, so you need a win and $67 more, and you could take that diamond ring if you'd like. Are you ready?
I'm ready to go.
Good luck. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew.
Oh, you're ready for the evening.
Very elegant.
Thank you. Thank
Whom
you.
Did you bring us in that outfit?
She is a corny kind of girl from Kirkland, Washington. Here's Lisa Souza.
Hi there, Lisa.
And he is always in and out of hospitals. From Bloomington, Minnesota, say hi to Dennis Holman.
Hello there, Dennis. How can you come out all elegant and say corny? See you later with some bargains. Dennis, you're always in and out of hospitals. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I worked my way through college in a hospital.
Oh.
When I went into the Army, they assigned me to a hospital, and for the last 8 years, I've been a personnel director in a hospital.
That sounds like that's in and out of hospitals in the best sense of the word. Nice to have you here, Dennis.
Thank you.
Lisa, what does she mean by a corny kind of girl?
Well, I'm a popcorn addict. I eat an average of a 10-pound bag of popcorn every 3 weeks.
Really?
Right, for the last 4 years.
Why?
Or I love it. I love popcorn.
But you're a skinny person.
No. Diet popcorn.
Diet popcorn. Okay. Nice to have you here, Lisa.
Thank you.
Good luck. $20 starts all three players off. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. Gets to do some great shopping. We'll start with this. Name the host of the popular talk show, The Late Night with David. Chris.
Letterman.
Letterman it is. $5 for the correct answer. Chris goes to 25. What important part of her body is missing from the Venus de Milo? Chris?
Her arms and hands.
Yes, indeed. Venus de Milo is missing the arms and the champion now with a $10 lead. For what four-letter word is used after other words such as short, permanent, and title? Dennis?
Wave.
Wave is what they have in common. Dennis gets his first 5 at 25. According to superstition, you'll get 7 years bad luck. Chris?
Breaking a mirror.
That's what does it. Chris goes to 35. Cherry, cayenne, bell, red, Dennis?
Pepper.
They're all peppers, and Dennis to 30. Good job on them. But it is Chris in the lead. Instant bargain time. Player in the lead gets to buy bargain merchandise. Chris, you've got a $5 lead over Dennis, and I think we've got something that might be of interest to you.
Chris, father may know best, but you'll sure be glad to have Rent-A-Mom. Enjoy the luxury of an extra pair of hands to help out for typing, shopping, cooking, or even cleaning up after your next party. Furnished by Rent-A-Mom, and it's normally priced at $300. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $6.
Now, isn't that a terrific thing, Chris?
Is she mom?
Rent-A-Mom? No, you don't want Karen for that job. No, no, no. But, I mean, you could do all that good stuff and help out and do the shopping. You got 3 kids, $300 Rent-A-Mom, not for $6, but with a $5 lead, I will knock the price to $5. You'd be in a tie with Dennis, and you'd have a lot of help, $300 worth. Chris. Going once, going twice.
Come on.
Yeah, that's got to be fun. Enjoy that. Plus, with just $5, Rent-A-Mom for $5, we've got a tie. Mary Livingston was both the onstage and offstage wife of this... Dennis?
Jack Benny.
Jack Benny it is, and Dennis goes into the lead by 5. What 4 words traditionally begin a fairy tale? Lisa?
Once upon a time.
There you go. You got your first 5 on the plus side at 25. What's the name of the plastic stick you use to stir your mixed drink? Dennis?
Swizzle.
Swizzle. Swizzle stick it is. Dennis to 40 and a $10 lead. Well, it's time now for the Fame Game. A lot of information about a famous person. Players are trying to get control of that Fame Game board where anything can happen. You can find a lot of lovely prizes. Famous person. I am a fictional character who began as a comic strip and graduated to radio, TV, and movies. My name was first used in literature by George Bernard Shaw. Dennis.
Superman.
In Man and Superman, you are right. Nicely solved, Dennis. Yeah. Well, you're going to get a pick of that board. We're going to show you where a $10 money card is.
It's behind number seven.
If you can make the light land on that, you will get $10
lucky
added
seven
to your score. Otherwise, you'll get what's behind the other number. Dennis, good luck. We're locked into your buzzer. And
come on, lucky seven.
Right next to it, number four, but you're going to get a nice prize, I'm sure. What is it?
It's men's suits. Whoa. Botany 500
right.
Fashions for the gentleman. Distinctive suits to fit almost every lifestyle, tailored with fine American craftsmanship. Furnished by Botany 500.
That's $520 worth of suits. They are yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. You'll look terrific in the hospital in those. We'll be right back to a good match after this. You know, it's always nice when players are passing on things and going for bigger and better things, but along the way, they can pick up a lot of lovely things. Chris is well over $2,000 in cash and prizes as he's going along. Dennis has got himself some suits, and Lisa, maybe this will be the segment you'll find
right.
Something nice. Back to business. Philip Marlowe was a fictional detective created by writer Chris?
Sam Spade.
Nope. I was going to give you Raymond, and then you might have gotten Chandler. Raymond Chandler wrote the famous Philip Marlowe stories. Champion loses five, down to 25, and a tie for second place with Lisa. Finish this musical question. How are you going to keep them down on the farm, Dennis?
After they've seen Paris.
That's the place we're looking for. Paris it is, right. And Dennis, the challenger, now has a $20 lead. Where would you find a group of spelunkers doing, Chris?
In a cave.
That's where they'd be, in a cave, you're right. Back up to second place at $30. Speaking of caves, in what southwestern state would you find Carlsbad Caverns? Chris!
New Mexico.
New Mexico is right. Two in a row with the champion pulls it within $10 of Dennis. But Dennis, instant bargain, you've got the lead all to yourself. Got a $10 lead, talking about picking up nice things along the way. Can we interest you in this?
Oh, Dennis, you'll simply beam after using Suntana Sun System Sunmate SB9, a European-style tanning system for the home. You may enjoy the luxury and beauty of a year-round tan furnished by Suntana Sun System. And it's normally priced at $795. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $11.
Well, I know those.
Boy, that could come in handy in Bloomington, Minnesota January.
Just going to say, knowing those Minnesota winters, Boy, you could look great all year round. $795, cost $11. You have a $10 lead over Dennis. I'll knock a dollar off that price. You'll be in a tie over Chris. I beg your pardon. You'll be in a tie with Chris if I sell it to you for $10. You'll have a $795 tanning unit for $10.
Damn.
Going once.
Buy it.
Going twice. No sale. Want to stay pale?
I'll stay pale.
Okay. Back with this. What kind of creatures are the following? Shoveler, Kookaburra, and Bob White. Chris.
Birds.
They're all birds. That's right. Chris goes to 40. Yes. Speaking of White, what game are you playing if Mrs. White committed an illegal act in the conservatory? Dennis.
You're playing Clue.
That's right. I think with a lead pipe, as a matter of fact. It is
probably
Clue.
So.
Dennis up to 50. What do the letters NATO stand for? Lisa?
North Atlantic Treaty Alliance.
Oh, no, it's NATO. Organization. I'm sorry.
Organization,
had to have them all on that one, Lisa. Sorry about that. You lose five, back down to 20. What part of your body isn't working right if you're myopic? Chris.
Your eyes.
Your eyes is right as Chris beats Dennis to the buzzer and pulls within $5 of Dennis. His series included Gunsmoke, Gentle Ben, Dennis.
James Arness.
No. Gunsmoke, Gentle Ben, and McLeod, what they had in common was Dennis Weaver. And this Dennis loses five and is in a tie with Chris. Talking about Dennis Weaver in his younger days, Dennis Weaver said he sold vacuum cleaners. And of that job, he recalls, I sold three. All to friends. When I ran out of friends, I lost the job. A lot of actors struggled through that. We'll be right back. Our champion, Chris Ciardi, needs a win and $67 for that $12,000 diamond ring. He's already up to 45, but he's been pushed all day by Dennis Holman, and they are in a tie right now. Right now, we're going to add a $15 money card up on the board. $10 stays there from before. Back to the Fame Game and a famous thing. I am a mineral that is found in both solid and liquid form. and have more than 14,000 uses. When I'm dry, I'm made up of tiny cube-like crystals that can be seen under a microscope. On rainy days, I usually become moist and lumpy. Chris?
Gold?
No, incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, a break for the challengers. You stay at 45. You're playing for control of the board, but we'll clear the board. Continue for Dennis and Lisa. On rainy days, I usually become moist and lumpy. I am an ingredient in blood, sweat, tears. Dennis?
Salt?
Salt is exactly what it is. Yes. And Dennis, you've got the pick of the board. Where is the $15 money card?
It's behind the number two.
Two money cards to shoot for. And again, we have now locked that buzzer into those lights. Good luck, Dennis.
Two or seven. Come on, two.
Just missed it again. Number three, and I'm sure a nice prize.
An answering machine.
Oh, great.
An integrated telephone system with built-in answering machine, remote control unit, automatic dialing, tone pulse settings, and speakerphone. From Green and Roberts.
Nice prize, but I know Chris was happy he didn't find a money card. Those two stay up there. We'll add 25 later with the third and final crack of the fame game. There'll be three big money cards up there. Chris, of course, you're back in, and all three of you with this question for $5. Mother Teresa won her Nobel Peace Prize for the work she did in what? Lisa?
India.
India is right. Lisa, back to 25 again. Yes. An archipelago is a chain of what? Chris?
Islands.
Islands is right. Champion into the lead by five. In what movie did Orson Welles portray a character who's... Chris?
Citizen Kane.
Whose famous dying word was Rosebud. You are right. Citizen Kane it is. And the champion has a $10 lead. Well, Chris, you've got a $10 lead. You're very close to the diamond ring, but with the lead, you could buy... Wow, this is fabulous. Take a look.
Chris, shout out. From Mexico, you and a friend will cruise from Los Angeles for a pampered blend of relaxation, fine entertainment, and dinner with the captain. Unwind for 3 days and let a little fresh air into your life. This cruise is normally priced at $1,834, but today on sale of this entry, it turns for only $16.
Oh, wow! They're really partying back there. Chris, you ever been on a cruise to Mexico?
Oh. No.
They don't have anything like that back in Pittsburgh, Chris.
No.
$1,834 cruise. $16 it would cost. You've got a $10 lead. I'll sell it to you for $14,
$12. Come on.
I'll sell it to you for $10. $10! He's going to buy it. Enjoy the cruise. Sail surprise goes with it. Sail surprise as well. You've got a trip to Mexico, $1,834 for $10. And in addition, you've got a little bit of spending money. One, two, three, four, five. Should I stop?
No.
You'd like a little more?
Yeah, why not?
Sure. Six, seven, eight, nine, $1,000 in cash, Chris.
All right.
You've got an $1,834 trip, $1,000 spending money, $2,834 for just $10. We knock it off his score, and he and Dennis are in a tie, and boy, was that a great buy for the champion. We'll be right back. Enjoy that. I was talking earlier about picking up good things along the way, and Chris, do you have any idea where you're at right now? With about $1,500 of it in cash, you know you're near $7,000 in cash and prizes, and that's without a major prize.
Thank you.
Good job, and a good game. Chris and Dennis both at 45. Lisa, just four questions behind at 25. Don't get discouraged there, Lisa. We're back. Monks in the Roman Catholic Church traditionally take three vows. Chastity, obedience. Chris?
Silence.
Nope. Poverty. Poverty is the other one. Champion loses five. He's thinking about that trip to Mexico for a moment there. Before it gained independence, what was the name of the area now known as Israel? Palestine. And no one wanted to try that. In 1973, she became the youngest Oscar winner, playing opposite her father, Ryan, in Paper... Dennis?
Tatum O'Neill.
In Paper Moon, it was indeed Tatum O'Neill. And Dennis now with a $10 lead. Third and final crack of the fame game. All three money cards will be up there as we look for a famous person. I am a baseball player born in Ohio in 1941 with the middle name Edward. I played all three bases and the outfield and have always been aggressive, which earned Chris?
Pete Rose?
Earn me the title, Charlie Hustle. You are right. Pete Rose it is. Gambit trails by 10, but he's got control of the board. Where's the $25 money card?
Fine, and number 6.
Got a lot to shoot for now, Chris. We have locked those running lights into your buzzer, and you can go whenever you want to.
Let's go, number 6.
Oh, missed it. Number 5. We'll get him another prize.
Parquet flooring, Heartco Solid Oak Parquet Flooring. A beautiful oak floor designed to install yourself with a cushioned foam backing for your added comfort. Furnished by Heartco Parquet.
$375 worth of flooring, but I know he wanted that money card. Well, we finish up the game now with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. And it is the challenger, Dennis, in the lead. But Chris is just 2 questions behind, and he has had some great speed rounds. Lisa, 25, good luck. We start the speed round. Now, how many days did it rain to produce the biblical flood? Chris?
40.
Right. What name is given to a second-year college or high school student? Lisa?
Sophomore.
Right. Who played the title role in the film The Graduate? Chris?
Time.
What was Napoleon's surname? Lisa?
Bonaparte.
Right. What type of aircraft is referred to as a whirlybird? Chris?
A helicopter.
Right. Name the author who created the Mike Hammer detective stories. Dennis?
Mickey Splane.
Right. What city is the capital of Tennessee? Chris?
Birmingham.
No. Who wrote The Star-Spangled Banner? Chris?
Key.
Right. What is the four-letter word for a three-dimensional square? Dennis?
Cube.
Right. On what popular TV show could you enjoy a few minutes with Andy Rooney? Lisa?
60 Minutes.
Right. Name the capital city of Hungary. Lisa?
Budapest.
Right. What ancient civilization was home to the philosopher Aristotle? Chris?
Greece.
Right. What California Valley is the lowest point in the western... Chris?
Death Valley.
Right. Time is up, and by $5, we have a new champion. Dennis has won it. Well, for the first time, the speed round failed the champion, and Dennis has won it. Congratulations. We'll be back with a new champion in a moment. First of all, what got Chris on track there, the capital of Tennessee, is Nashville. And the title role in the film The Graduate was played by Dustin Hoffman. But as we say goodbye to Chris, my goodness, you didn't make it to the diamond ring, but you did get another diamond ring. You've got the gold dumbbells, the refrigerator, silver tea service, the Rent-A-Mom, great trip to Mexico, the flooring, $1,555 in cash. You are well over $7,170 in cash prizes. Chris, congratulations. Lisa didn't pick up anything along the way, but Lisa, just for you, with what you really love in the whole wide world. Here, Lisa. I've got some popcorn.
You knew I was coming.
Yes. Enjoy the popcorn. And Dennis, the new champion, you can enjoy going shopping with me. Come on up here, Dennis. That popcorn smells good. But Dennis, I'm sure it feels good to be standing up here.
Feels
now,
good.
The first level prize normally costs $85. Very close match. You won with $60. But you are entitled to the first level prize, and it is a fabulous first level prize that Jay will tell you about.
Here's the shopping spree of the century. Indulge yourself with a fantasy trip to all of your favorite stores. Make your dreams come true. If you want it, it's yours. This luxurious treat, normally priced at $3,000, yours on sale of the century for only $85.
And what that amounts to is $3,000 in cold cash is yours if you want to take it. You could take the $3,000 in cash and leave with the other things, I think over $800 worth of goodies you picked up. Or you could put your money in the bank and play on, taking the risk that you could continue to win. Now, every 5 shows, everything changes, so all of our prizes are going to change. The next thing up the line, and you're a ways away from it, as a matter of fact, with a $60 win, you're $115 away from His and Her Jet Skis. Up the line, we'll have some lovely things. $340 is a trip to Ireland. $445 would be a speedboat. Beautiful luxury car for $530. $750, every prize we've got, plus this.
A cash jackpot at $72,000.
So you think about it for a moment, Dennis. If you say yes, with your $60, you can leave us with another $3,000 in cash or play on. We'll get your decision right after this. Back with Dennis Holman. Dennis, $60 you won with, say yes, and that $60 will get you $3,000, and you would leave us, or put your money in the bank, the jet skis, $115 away. What's it going to be?
It's tempting, but God help me get here. With his help, I will go on.
So he's going to go on. I'm going to put the money back in my pocket. Really another $1,000. $73,000 in the cash jackpot. It's really growing. And Dennis meets two new challenges next time on Sand of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
The guy is scared. Yep.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.